Hey, lots of talk every day about the wall, the barrier, the fence. Pick a word. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I want to share some information with you. 40,000 Americans were killed by illegal drug use in 2010, 2011, 2012. These are all estimates, but you know what? There's more people dying from illegal drug use than there are in car accidents or gun violence or anything of that nature. Virtually all drugs in America are smuggled in from Mexico. There's been about 4,000 Americans killed by Muslim terrorists in the past few decades versus 23,000 Americans killed by Mexicans, illegal Mexicans. What do you think about that? Should we have a wall? Maybe, kind of, sort of. But hey, they'll climb over top, they'll go underneath. You know what? There are stats. There is proof that walls work. Of course, they're still going to try to get over the wall, but you can fix it. Get a zapper on top, and I don't know what you put underneath, but you can do something. It helps. It helps a lot. What does it cost? Billions of dollars. And the whole scheme of life, that's not very much money. That's chicken feed. That's really what it is, because look at the budgets these guys spend. Look at the money they spend now talking bad stuff, talking stupid stuff in the House every day. Go do your bloody job. In Alberta, Canada, commies there are running the province. In the last four years, 10,000 jobs have been lost in the restaurant sector. Why is that? People still go out and eat. The economy is a little bit rough there. I understand that. But people still do go out. How come? I know. That'd be because the communist government there brought in minimum wage. People didn't need minimum wage in the restaurant business. They make a lot of money with tips. You could pay them nothing and then still make a lot of money. Many of them reportedly earn $100,000 or more. And now they've been laid off. They've lost their job because the government came along and said, hey, you got to do the base here. The guys say, hey, used to be the customers paid with the tips and now you want me to pay more. I can't afford that. So I'm going to let them go. My wife and I, common sense, hey, good sense ain't common. And now there's 10,000 people out of work, all because of communist thinking. Dumb. 40% of all Canadians don't pay income tax. 40%. That would mean that 60% of the people are picking up the bill for the other 40%. You take from one and you give to another. Is that nice? Is it smart? No, it's not. I mean, that again is socialist. You got to do some rejigging here. It's got to be done soon. You know, when you get to be so far left, the only way to fix it goes against everything that people like me believe it. I mean, because you almost need a dictatorship. It's like having a house full of kids and they get to be so rowdy. They do so many bad things. Eventually, you got to give them a smack in the head. You got to light them up and you're going to say, yep, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And again, that's too bad. It comes to that. Again, it goes against everything, but we're almost there. I mean, you can't untangle the mess that these commies have put in. It's got to be done sooner than later, though. Somebody's got to do something. And I hope it can be done with a proper system. The capitalist system, that's what we want. Otherwise, you get so far over there, you got to make a mess. The prime mistake in Canada, a while ago, he bought the pipeline that was called Trans Mountain. He actually made an error. He was all mixed up. He looked at the name and he actually thought it said transgender. That's why he bought it. Just saying, in New York City, you have a commie mayor there. He is a socialist guy. Wow. This is his most recent proposal. He has one a minute, and they're all bizarre. His most recent one is this. I want to have a commercial vacancy tax to penalize landlords with empty storefront properties. Let's analyze that. I'm processing that. Okay, I own a property. It's on a store, or a street front, rather. Used to be a store. It's vacant now because the guy that had the store moved out, and now I'm sitting there looking for a new tenant. I need a tenant. I have a mortgage. Blah, 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 blah. And the mayor says, I'm going to tax you because it's empty. Duh. Get out of my way. It's a capitalist system, or supposed to be. If you'd leave us alone and stop taxing us, I can afford to go out and deal with the rent, act accordingly, and get a tenant in there. But now you're telling me that if I don't do it quick, you're going to tax me because it's empty. You tax me because I'm successful. You tax me because I'm poor. And I'm only poor because you won't let me be successful. And they continue to punish the people. Socialism, can it work? Duh. And so many people promote socialism. I don't get it. I'll never get it. Who can get it? This is New York City. This guy actually walks around breathing and stuff. It's a growing problem. He says, we got a tax to stop landlords from leaving their properties empty. I talk, but you know what? There's really no words. Let me give you two pieces of freedom, Doc. Okay, because guns are freedom, even if you don't have a gun. If you don't like to have a gun, if you don't even like guns, you need to understand the freedom that's associated with that, okay? Preamble. NRA, they're having their annual convention. I think it's 148th annual meeting and exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'll be there. If y'all are going to be there, come up and say hi to me. It is on the 26th of April to the 28th of April, 650,000 square feet of exhibit space. Wow, that's probably 15 acres. Don't wear high heels, women. If you come, wear running shoes. It's a lot of walking to do. Canada, the CSSA, Canadian Shooting Sports Association, is having their annual exhibits and meeting, AGM, and dinner on the weekend of May 10th and 11th at the Capri Hotel in Kelowna, British Columbia. The 11th is when the dinner is. Y'all better come to that. It'll be kind of fun. You can fly into Kelowna from anywhere, and in May, you can probably go pick an apple or something. The weather's always good. Hey, y'all come back tomorrow. See ya.